the key relationships to 39 to 33 Fairhaven Road. Clearly, there's a different relationship to number 47 because you've turned the properties through 90 degrees, but that is a very similar relationship to that at 39. Indeed, the separation distances at 16.7 metres from the now proposed plot and 47 is actually higher than that we approved at 39, and it is the same house type. So we've taken into consideration the relationship to neighbouring properties. What we've done is repeated the relationships that we repeated last time in P17314. And basically the conditions, we also update you in terms of the conditions that those conditions now that were on the outline planning permission have been discharged following detailed discussions on a number of matters. That's where we are. Our recommendation is that planning permission be granted for the reasons set out in the detailed report. And it has been brought to my attention, and I apologize, I forgot to mention it, on page C11, I think it is, C11. My finger slipped from five to two. On the affordable housing, but again, there's no change. So on two-bedroom properties, the percentage of affordable housing should read 18.75, 50%, 27%, 4.1. And in the front on page C2, apologies, I didn't add up correctly. The numbers in the first two columns are correct. But the two-bedroom houses, a total of 47 is proposed, seven three-bedroom bungalows, 54 three-bedroom houses, and 35 four-bedroom houses. That is what's on the application plan. As I say, apologies, I didn't add up the totals correctly again. Other than that, in addition, answering the last question on local demand, the applicant has submitted their own assessment of local demand in Anstey area. We do not dispute that, but we have not considered that in detail because that is by and large a commercial document, and in our view the application is considered to be acceptable in terms of the other tests of Hedna. But you should note that in terms of the extras report. That's all, Chair. Sorry. Not as quick as I hoped.
Thank you, Andrew. We have one speaker, David Snart, who is speaking on behalf of Councillor Taylor, who is the ward councillor, who cannot be here in person this evening. So I'll hand over to David to read the report agreed with her.
I think I'd never been here before.
Oh, I've never seen you before either. Carry on, David.
Chairman, this is a statement from Councillor Taylor. Firstly, may I apologise for not being here tonight. Unfortunately, I'm away at the present time. I'm grateful to Councillor Snart for speaking on my behalf tonight. Councillor Snart has always been involved in this development, and I have agreed a statement he has made at the end of my statement. Recent data suggests that the number of low-cost homes to buy have halved since 2010. This application, in my view, is a classic example of what is happening in the market housing sector. Developers are not building houses for local need, but to boost their profit levels. I'm told the larger the property, the more the profit. As you can see, in this case, this application, all one-bed flats are removed and an increase in four-bed houses. After the recent budget, the Chartered Institute of Housing stated, the important thing is that we are building the right homes in the right places and the people can afford them. May I suggest this application is totally in opposition to that statement. I have quite a few housing cases that I'm dealing with at the moment, including families that cannot afford to buy large properties and older residents looking to downsize. The loss of their bungalow and the small house flats on this open market will have a large impact on my residents and will not assist in the case I'm dealing with. This Plans Committee have, in my view, been resolute in making sure Charnwood Borough Council, as the local planning authority, deliver the appropriate mix of housing, especially with previous applications on this site, where you have demonstrated, against officers' recommendation, to reject planning applications that do not fit with the core strategy, NPPF and HEDNA, thus ensuring we deliver balanced communities, especially helping first-time buyers, and not, in my opinion, building for developer profit. In my view, after receiving strong legal advice from the eminent QC, this advice should not be ignored. Especially when outline planning permission was granted, it was stated in the applicant's planning statement the precise mix of dwellings which will be termed at reserve matter stage. This committee is being asked again to vary mix of housing to the detriment of local need and will again disadvantage first-time buyers. All this will do, in my opinion, will only put more profit on the developer's bottom line. Members of this committee, I hope you will come to the conclusion this will not benefit local young first-time buyers, and you will once again reject officers' recommendation and refuse this application. Reasons being, not meeting the NPPF, paragraph 50, advises local planning authority to plan for mixed of housing, CS3 of the core strategy, seeking an appropriate mix and types, tenures and size of homes, having regard to identified housing needs and the character of the area and the recent HEDNA. Note from myself, note from Councillor Snart. I strongly disagree with the statement made in the officer report, page C10, last paragraph, which states, having tested the relevant case law robustly, it is considered it would be illogical and reasonable to seek to argue the issue of mix as a consideration in its own right. As there is opposing views between the Council QC and the Inspector, I asked the Head of Planning if I could put the findings to the Inspector before the QC to understand more fully why his original legal opinion was dismissed by the Inspector. My request was declined. In my opinion, this unsatisfactory position needs to be clarified, not only for the application, but for future reserve matter applications.
1 minute, David.
Thank you. That already have outlined planning approval. I therefore would conclude that this application is either refused or deferred until such time the Council seeks clarification from the QC, especially as this Council has paid a substantial amount of money for the QC's opinion. I became a local member of this Council to make a difference for Charnwood residents. In my view, this application falls way short of those values. The Corporate Plan 2016-20 states every resident matters. Therefore, members of this committee, think of local first-time buyers being excluded from this site. In my view, the owner gives more profit to the developer. Please remember that this applicant's planning statement at the outline planning stage stated the precise mix of dwellings will be determined at the reserve matter stage. There has been no independent assessment of need.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Members, open to you. I have Ian, I have Sue, and I have Dan. Does anybody else wish to speak? Bill. Okay, we'll start with you, Ian, please.
Thank you. Sorry to be first out the trap again. I'm sure we heard that from the officers that actually we've still got the same amount of affordable housing. Did I mishear that? So it's exactly the same. So on that basis, I'll move officer recommendation.
Thank you, Bill. Sue.
Thank you, Chair. I agree with Debbie Taylor. The developers are out for pocket money. They just wanted to make their pockets fatter. And to take as gospel, so to speak, what the developers have said, we have gone by what is needed in the area, a load of poppycock. people are crying out for cheaper homes that they can afford and not trying to get themselves deep into debt by trying to get something they can't afford, which would be too big. People are downsizing. Bungalows. We passed it because of the bungalows. Now they've changed their minds, so they go in with the upstairs. People don't want upstairs, they want bungalows. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Dan?
Thank you, Chair. I think we're going around in circles with this on the exact mix. And the fact is, at the moment, we can't show a five-year housing supply. And I think we need to get on and get these built, because the developer here, I think, is crying out to get these ones built. The mix might not be 100% in accordance with the local member's view, which is fine. Maybe we deal with it at a later point. Well, a sticky wicket from the planning inspector, I think, has said that because it was in the planning statement rather than anything else, that the numbers could be changed or altered on that. And I think you know, we've got a site here that can be developed, and it will get the numbers up towards the five-year housing supply, and everything else is approved, apart from whether, you know, we could just go around in ever decreasing circles on this for a long time.
Thank you, Dan. Ian, did you want to amend or change your proposition?
No, I'd just like to come back and just like to clarify the question I already asked. Can you just repeat? For absolute certainty, then, is the mix, do we still have the same amount of affordable homes now as we had before?
Yes.
Thank you.
Bill?
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I want to bring up the point about the maths in there, which perhaps isn't as good as it might have been, but it's been answered now, and thank you for that. And to repeat the point, the number of affordable houses is exactly the same as it was in the original. The rest of it is a market decision, and I have no problems with developers making profit. If they don't make profit, they don't build houses. I can't understand why this emphasis on the fact that developers might actually make a profit by building and selling something. I think it's daft. That's how life works. So having said that, I support Councillor Bentley's motion, and I will be voting to follow officer's recommendation.
Thank you, Bill. Brenda?
Thank you. Just to point something out from the speakers, I don't think there was any mention of affordable housing as what we're talking about, what you're talking about, affordable, but housing that is affordable, as in the smaller development, the smaller houses. That's what the speakers were talking about, because the removal of the smaller houses with less bedrooms and the one or two extra four bedrooms. I just wanted to point that out. It wasn't about the affordable part by part rent or housing association houses. It was the lower cost housing.
Thank you, Brenda. Renata?
Thank you, Chair. Maybe it's me, given the representations from my fellow councillors, but if I look at C11 and I look at our agenda, we are looking at application column 1898/2 current, where for one beds there are none, against the previously approved 0314, are we, where there was five for one beds, but apparently there's no change at the end of that column. Am I the only one confused by that? Can you please clarify on this number of
what we're looking at here is the three columns of P16, 0302, 07314, and 17898. Those are the various mixes of the market housing that we've considered. So the market mix is what we've considered throughout the course of the process. So that's what SAT's changed. There's no change in the mix of affordable housing. That's been unchanged throughout all the applications. So, in effect, what we're considering are the 112 market housing, the 48 affordable housing, that mix, there's no change in that mix, and it's a percentage number. So we approved last time 5.35% of the 112 market houses were those four one-bedroom flats. The 29% of two-bedroom houses is now reduced to 27%, and that is within the percentage, still within the percentage range of Hedner. The three-bedroom is reduced slightly, but that's still slightly below the Hedner range on the market housing. The increase, as a result of the slight drop in three-bedroom and obviously the loss of the one-bedroom flats, that's where there has been an increase. Does that make sense?
Just want to be absolutely sure that we're not losing this affordable housing, especially
we're not
given the...
We're not touching the affordable housing.
So we've got four one-bed properties.
So the four one-bed... Let me go back. Hold on a second. To the western edge. Let's have a... There we go. Yeah, so where, if I do it diagrammatically... These are the four one-bedroom flats that we've lost or that are being proposed to be removed. Instead, you're getting houses on there in terms of that. So that's what you're replacing in effect. So you're not having any one-bedroom flats within this development. But they're not affordable. The affordable one-bedroom flats, which are just to the north of here, are still there, are still proposed. They haven't been touched by this proposal.
So the one bedrooms we're getting constitute 20% worth. Is that what we're 18.75?
That includes also the bungalows that are also delivered. If I go to the...
Okay, so that includes the bungalows.
So there's some one-bedroom bungalows here, and there's one-bedroom flats here. And those are affordable housing. On the approved scheme, we approved some one-bedroom market flats. Those have been removed.
So we say, from the table at the top, we say that we would prefer 40 to 45% one-bedroomed, but the market minimum is 0 to 10%, and this application is 18.75%.
No. The market...
I just want to be absolutely clear that we are making the right decision on this point.
So the market housing mix, 0 to 10% on market housing is what we look for in Hedner terms, in terms of market housing. For affordable housing, and this is where it becomes a little bit difficult because we take into account existing churn of affordable housing. So for market housing, we did... and before the SPD got cancelled, merged on the one- and the two-bedroom houses together. But in effect, you've got 18.75% affordable one-bedroom units, and that equates, if you go to page C2, let's look at that. So the affordable housing, you've got six one-bedroom flats. They're all for affordable rent. You've got three one-bedroom bungalows, all rent. These are still proposed. These are the no changes in those. You've got two-bedroom bungalows, again, for affordable rent. And then in the two-bedroom houses, we're now proposing... The market mix, you will get 25 two-bedroom houses and six two-bedroom bungalows for sale to the general public. The affordable housing, you will have 22 two-bedroom houses, 16 of those will be for rent, six will be for shared ownership tenure type. There are now seven three-bedroom bungalows as part of the proposals, and they will be for sale to the general public. For the market housing, again, three-bedroom houses, we now get 41. The proposal is to include 31 three-bedroom houses, some of those attached, some of those are semi-detached. On the affordable, we get 13 affordable three-bedroom houses. And finally, on the four-bedroom houses, there are now proposed to be 33 market four-bedroom houses, principally around the edges of the development, and two affordable four-bedroom houses, again for rent. So there's, and the affordable column is unchanged from when we approved the scheme earlier this year.
I thank you for the clarification. I am always wary when I hear that we have approved a certain mix for our need, for our borough, and that we do need smaller properties for first-time buyers or for people who wish to downsize. And then we have a subsequent application that seems to upscale the size of the properties. I am always wary of that. So I did want that clarification on that, because I was very much of a different mindset to the case you've made. I'm still a bit bamboozled, to be honest, by all of this, because of the way it's portrayed. But I think that's, you've attempted to clarify as much as you can to help me reach a decision.
Thank you, Renata. Can I say to the members of the public who are getting totally lost in all these numbers, and we said stadium bid, to give some clarification to you, you will have heard the term HEDNA used. The HEDNA is an acronym which stands for the Housing and Economic Needs Assessment.
It looks at local housing needs.
Housing and Economic Needs Assessment, got it, which was prepared for us by an independent consultant, which details the number of houses that we will need over the next planning period. I just want to try and give you a little bit of way of following the discussions, which are quite quite confusing. Right, back to you, members. Christine.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Chair. Gosh. Right. I mean, didn't somebody talk about lies and statistics? You know, and I can see where the officers are coming from, and I totally go along. I will support it, and I don't want to waste any time. However, I was looking at the bits of paper, and the NPPF, the NPPF talks about a social role. It talks about where we meet the needs of present and future generations. And I thought that this was quite a good mix of housing. And I can see that the officers are given boxes that they have to put these numbers in. They, you know, they have to come with that. And the applicant obviously is doing the right thing, obviously. I am concerned where Charnwood Borough's own philosophy how do we overlay our own philosophy regarding all of these social issues? We're talking about a pretty rich village here as well, where these places are going to perhaps die unless people can afford the houses, that even for a one-bedroom flat. Do we overlay all of our policies over? I know Richard will blame me very much for saying what I'm going to say. That how not carefully, but do we have to be squeaky clean about where we put all of these figures, and still come up with the same figures? It's really quite worrying, and I think that this application points out a lot of things. Thanks, Chair.
Can you give some clarification on what? Yes, Richard.
Through you, Chair, I'll do my best. I think what Councillor Harris is trying to understand is what role does the planning system have in addressing social concerns about access to genuinely affordable housing within communities. The NPPF talks about achieving a mix and a balanced community in it, paragraph 50, actually, and that's quoted in the papers. The council goes about providing an evidence for what local housing needs are through this HEDNA document, the Housing and Economic Needs Assessment, and that takes a borough-wide view about the housing need, and it sets out a mix, which is set out on page C11 in that small table. So it's an indicative mix for the borough, but in doing so, it says you shouldn't apply that prescriptively by rote on every site, because every site's different. And I think what Andrew was trying to explain in his presentation is that you need to take the mix as a starting point and apply it to the individual site, its characteristics, what the local area is like, and also taking into account what we think local needs are. Now, in this particular case, members have approved a mix already, and that's under application P17-1998. They've approved a mix through P170314, that sets out a mix both for market housing and the affordable housing. And that's a mix which accorded very strongly to the indicative mix in HEDNA. Members were satisfied with that and approved the application. What we've got before us tonight is the same mix of affordable homes as was previously approved, but an altered mix for the market homes. And that comes about presumably because of the signals the developer's getting about market demand and wanting to shape their product to achieve the best possible use of their asset and their land, and that's perfectly reasonable. When we look at the mix that they put forward, there are amendments. There are no one-bedroom properties in the market sector, but more four-bedroom properties than is indicatively set out in HEDNA. Now, that's a judgment for members tonight. It's not that far away from the indicative mix set out in HEDNA. So I think the recommendation and the report before you tonight and the recommendation recognises the mix that's been proposed and takes into account the site characteristics, the layout of the site, the locality, and the local issues that have been raised by respondents through the process, and says we think it's a mix that members should accept. Now, that's entirely a matter for members here tonight to consider, but we feel that this is something that should be approved. Hopefully that clarifies matters.
Thank you, Richard. Hillary?
Thank you very much. Well, I'm quite delighted to see the mix here. We seem to have got 48 of various, either all rent or shared ownership for affordable houses that have not been changed at all, and we have had a change in the market houses. As a person of my great age now, I don't particularly want a one-bedroom bungalow, and I will be in a position, hopefully, to be able to downsize to a bungalow-type place. I would rather have a three-bedroom bungalow or a two-bedroom bungalow, because we're getting older. Within my family, I have a very, very close relative that probably within the next 2 years, 3 years, will have to sell her four-bedroomed detached house and move into a two- or a three-bedroom bungalow. She will be able to afford that, but she will need care, and she will need 24-hour care. And that will probably fall on myself or her daughters. And daughters that live... I don't have family living nearby, neither does she. So when the family come to visit, if they're in a small place, they will be staying in a hotel or a B&B. So I don't have a problem with this. I take the point that people have to weigh things up and value, and we must have a social mix. I'm delighted to see that they're not squishing all the affordable housing into one place on the estate, which has happened far too frequently in the past, and that has almost formed a ghetto of those who can't afford it, that not can. This is a mix, so I shall be supporting it.
Thank you, Hilary. Roy? Okay. Now I've got Sue and Brenda who want to come back. Have you got something new to add, Sue?
I just want clarification again.
Please do.
We're losing some three-bedroomed and gaining four-bedroomed. That's right.
Yeah, what people want for.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a slight reduction in the three-bedroom properties. So it's from 44.6% to 42.8%. I can't remember off the top of my head what those precise numbers were, but you are gaining a three-bedroom bungalow. Previously, there were six three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-storey bungalows, so there's now additional.
So we're gaining one-and-a-half-storey bungalows for...
Yeah. The thing you're
losing some bungalows.
So, yeah, you're losing the smaller one-bedroom...
So what we approved before is not what's set before us now, then?
Yes, it's, the... Okay.
I'm sorry, but...
Yeah, we're not losing anything any affordable. The changes principally relate to two bungalows. We're still getting those two bungalows back, but they're a different size. So the two- and three-bedroom properties that are within that. So you're still getting, 18 bungalows and six flats. If I draw your attention to C12, Councillor...
Sorry, but...
Six flats and 18 bungalows, which is 21.5% of the actual total development.
Those who can afford.
Okay, no, there's still some affordable bungalows as well. There's affordable bungalows as well within the proposals.
What do you call affordable, though?
Oh,
sorry. Thank you. My case.
Brenda, have you got anything new to add?
I just want to voice my disappointment that we're frowning on one-bedroom flats and saying we don't want to live in a small place like that, but it's a way a couple can get onto the market ladder here. So they are market one-bedroom flats, which would allow a couple to purchase a house in Anstey, and we've not got them now. So we are losing... those which are market but affordable market housing, and I'm sad that we are losing that.
Okay, I've got no further speakers. it's been proposed by Ian that we approve officer's recommendations. That's been seconded by Bill. Could all those in favour please show? That's 8. Those against? 9, I beg your pardon. 1 against. Sorry, Renard, I can't see you very well down there. Please raise your arm very high so I can see it. Thank you. So the motion has been carried, the application approved. Ladies and gentlemen, at this point in time, the committee has been sitting for 3 hours 20 minutes. And I can see a bit of fidgeting going on. So I'm going to have a short break, and I will resume at 8:35.